Bamidbar, Numbers, chapter 10. And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
Make two silver trumpets for yourself. Make them of beaten work. And you shall use them for calling the congregation and for breaking camp. And when they blow both of them, all the congregation shall meet before you at the door of the tent of appointment. And if they blow one, then the leaders, the heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather to you. And when you blow a shout, the camps that lie on the east side shall depart. And when you blow a shout the second time, the camps that lie on the south side shall depart. They blow a shout for them to depart. And when the assembly is to be assembled, you blow, but do not shout. And the sons of Aharon, the Kohanim, blow with the trumpets. And it shall be to you for a law forever throughout your generations. And when you go into battle in your land against the enemy that distresses you, then you shall shout with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before Yahuwah, your Elohim, and you shall be saved from your enemies. And in the day of your gladness, and in your appointed times, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over your peace offerings. And they shall be a remembrance for you before your Elohim. I am Yahuwah, your Elohim.
And it came to be on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from above the Mishkan of the witness. And the children of Israel departed, journeying from the wilderness of Sinai. And the cloud dwelt in the wilderness of Paran. Thus they departed the first time, according to the command of Yahuwah, by the hand of Moshe. And the banner of the camp of the children of Yehudah departed first, according to their divisions. And over their army was Nachshon, son of Amminadab. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Yisachar was Nethaneel, son of Zuar. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, son of Chelon. And the Mishkan was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari departed, bearing the Mishkan. And the banner of the camp of Reuven departed, according to their divisions. And over their army was Eletzur, son of Shedeur. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Shimon was Shalumiel, son of Zurishaddai. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kehathites departed, bearing the Mikdash, while the Mishkan was put up before they came. And the banner of the camp of the children of Ephraim departed, according to their divisions. And over their army was Elishama, son of Amihud. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamliel, son of Peretzur. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Binyamin was Avidan, son of Gidoni. Then the banner of the camp of the children of Dan, which formed the rear guard of all the camps, departed according to their divisions. And over their army was Ahiezer, son of Amishaddai. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And over the army of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Such was the order of departure of the children of Israel, according to their divisions, when they departed. And Moshe said to Chovav, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moshe's father-in-law,
We are departing for the place of which Yahuwah said, I give it to you. Come with us, and we shall do good to you, for Yahuwah has spoken good concerning Yisrael.
And he replied to him,
I am not going, but I am going to my own land and to my relatives.
Then he said,
Please do not leave us, because you know how we are to camp in the wilderness, and you shall be our eyes. And it shall be, when you go with us, then it shall be that whatever good Yahuwah does to us, the same we shall do to you.
So they departed from the mountain of Yahuwah on a journey of 3 days. And the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah went before them for 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. And the cloud of Yahuwah was above them by day when they went out from the camp. And it came to be, whenever the ark departed, that Moshe said,
Rise up, O Yahuwah, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you.
And when it rested, he said,
Return, O Yahuwah, to the countless thousands of Yisrael.